Hello and welcome. Death, paralysis and chaos. These are some of the words used to describe Mumbai this week. India's largest city left reeling by record rain. Rampant encroachments and blatant violations of construction norms are blamed for the deaths of at least 34 people due to the havoc caused by the city's inability to absorb the rains. This despite facing an acute drought just weeks before that. Life was completely disrupted in the financial capital of India. Several parts of the city became inundated in waist-deep water. Local train and bus services were halted. Schools and colleges were closed. Nearly 50 flights were cancelled from the Mumbai airport, where a SpiceJet plane even overshot the runway. But this is not unique to Mumbai alone. If Mumbai faces a problem of flooding, in Chennai, it is a critical water shortage. Delhi is the most polluted city in the world. In Bangalore and Gurgaon, traffic crawls. All these cities suffer from varying degrees of shortage of water and power, besides inadequate sewage and solid waste management systems. We're asking tonight, how can we be a $5 trillion economy if this is the state of our cities, which are supposed to be drivers of growth? Can India afford to have problems of such magnitude in the cities of Gurugram, Bangalore, Pune and Hyderabad, which not only are the major growth drivers, but also are the biggest revenue contributors in their respective states? On the show tonight, Prahlad Kakkar, Mumbaikar, ad guru and conservationist. From the BJP, joining us from Bangalore, Dr. Viman Acharya, former chairman of the Karnataka State Pollution Control Board, an environmentalist. He calls himself the garbage man because of his initiatives towards waste management. Sanjay Gupta, spokesperson of the Shiv Sena, Vineet Goenka at the Center for Knowledge Sovereignty, Rajit Matthews, head of urban development at the World Resources Institute, that's a global research organization that focuses on climate, development of cities and transport. We have KT Ravindran, from a former dean of the School of Planning and Architecture, also one of the nominated members of the advisory board for the UN Capital Master Plan. That's a five-member committee drawn from around the world, advising the Secretary General of the UN for a UN project in New York. We have Gurcharan Das, author and commentator, former CEO of Procter & Gamble, and we have Sohail Hashmi, an heritage enthusiast, writer and filmmaker. But first, I want to go across to Tanmay Nanda, who's joining us from Mumbai. Tanmay, you're a resident of Mumbai, you're a journalist. This week, when Mumbai was flooded, you had a narrow escape because you fell into an open manhole. What happened?
So there's a pharmacy about 25, 30 feet away from my house, and at about 9:30 in the morning, I stepped out to buy some milk. We were out of milk, and I was walking, and there was this one manhole in which somebody had put a log of wood to mark it as being open. And about 2 feet away from there, there was another manhole which was unmarked. There was no barricade, there's no flags, nothing to show that it was open. And as you can see, the footpath was flooded with water. And I had to go to this pharmacy next to this hardware store. And I was walking towards it, and because you couldn't see anything, I sort of fell right into it. And fortunately, I mean, I went in about chest deep. Fortunately, one leg got stuck outside and my umbrella fell down, and I managed to sort of hold on to the sides of the open manhole. But the fact is that it could easily have gone the other way. And God forbid if it had been a child, I mean, that child would have probably been swept away right in.
And you know, I thank you for sharing this with us. It can't be easy. And I know that you stepped out in the middle of all of this crisis in Mumbai because you had to. You have a young child at home and you needed to get her some milk because milk wasn't being delivered because Mumbai was facing these rains.
Exactly. And all the local grocery shops in our neighborhood had stopped delivering because of the flooding. If you see the street and that footpath that I fell into the manhole in is full, there's a series of manholes there, which is why these guys weren't delivering anything.
Sorry, I keep bringing this up, but you had said that if you hadn't survived, you would have been just another statistic in the BMC's records.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What else? I mean, when people die, What happens to them? They're just going to the accounts books, you know, so many deaths this year. And this is an annual phenomenon. Every year people die in the Bombay rains. And it should be that way. 2 years ago, Dr. Amrapurkar died. Yes. I mean, we remember him because he was such a famous doctor. If he hadn't been such a well-known person, his name would have been forgotten by now.
Yeah.
We don't even know the names of the people who have died this year.
And he was a doctor, a full-fledged doctor, contributing to the economy.
Exactly. He was a gastroenterologist with Bombay Hospital.
Absolutely.
And he fell into a manhole feet away from his house because somebody had opened the manhole cover, which is exactly what happened to me.
How does this make you feel as a taxpayer?
I mean, it's, look, I've said this before, I'll say it again. This sort of thing borders on criminal negligence. You know, nobody from the BMC ever held to account. There's no attempt to fix these things. There's no sense of urban planning. There's no value for human life, if I may say so. You know, Sameer Arora, fund manager, had a narrow escape. And the BMC's response was to, they said they would file a defamation case against him because that particular manhole doesn't come under the jurisdiction. That's ludicrous.
Oh, we have Mr. Sanjay Gupta here. We'll ask him because the BMC, Mr. From the Shiv Sena, they said that, you know, don't blame the BMC, blame the monsoon. But, you know, you used to live in Delhi, Tanmay. You moved to Bombay for professional reasons, like many do, millions do from all over the country. And they flocked to that city. And we Indians were known for our tenacity, you know, the spirit of Mumbai. We talk about that a lot, that we'll get up, jo bhi hota hai, theek hai, we'll come back, we'll get up the next morning, we'll go back to work. Do you think our politicians take advantage of that?
Oh, absolutely. I think the spirit of Mumbai is just hogwash. It's just used to cover up all the sort of things that the civic authority should be doing for the citizens, for the residents of the city, and that they don't do. Then it's conveniently passed on to the state of Bombay. Why should people have to suffer this? Why should people have to, you know, use the crutch of state of Bombay and go into work the day when they could die? You know, why can't civic amenities be constructed in a way that there's no risk to life? No job is worth it. No work is worth it. If you're going to die, what happens to you? What happens to you? You know, to everybody around you. And all for... And these are all easily avoidable deaths.
Yes.
And that's the point, that these are all easily avoidable.
And these are, thank you so much, Tanmay, for your time tonight. And these are questions that are going to be raised and actually that are going to haunt the families of those over 30 people who lost their lives in this year's floods in Mumbai only so far, and already over 30.
If it's not the floods, it's the fires. Look at what happened in Kamala Mills fire.
Yeah.
You know, 14 people died. What's happened so far? There's just been a list of, okay, we'll fire three people, three junior officials, and we'll maybe suspend a few more, and that's about it.
Correct. Thanks, Tanmay. Thanks for that, for speaking up on this. It's important, and you've chosen to. Mr. Gurcharan Das, I want to ask you, you know, the Prime Minister says we're aspiring to be a $5 trillion economy, and that anyone who is skeptical of this is a professional pessimist, he says. I want to ask you our opening question. How can one be optimistic of this, if this is the state of our cities, given that they are the growth centers?
Right. Well, you know, you walk into a municipal office today, and what do you see? You see clerks, clerks, clerks. What should you see? You should see engineers, engineers, engineers. Engineers for sanitation, for roads, for water, for flyovers, for all sorts of activities. So the first thing we lack are high quality people. And why is that? The reason is that the city or the municipality is powerless. All the power is concentrated today in the chief ministers of the states. So Bombay is held hostage to Maharashtra. If Bombay had an elected mayor with power and finances, if it could raise municipal bonds, as cities do all over the world, if Bombay mayor was
no,
accountable...
No, but this is not just a Mumbai problem. We're not saying that
yes,
this is Mumbai needs to be separate
well,
from
we
Maharashtra.
Talked about,
this is in all cities.
We talked about this tragedy in Bombay, so I was thinking of that.
Correct.
But it's all across. That 74th Amendment does give the power.
Yes.
And the states are guilty. So therefore, it is not just Maharashtra, but it is Karnataka, which treats Bangalore that way. It's Tamil Nadu, which treats Chennai that way. all the cities are cash cows. And the sin, original sin, began with Gandhi. Now, Gandhi had a lot of good ideas, but he talked about village republics. Now, that was not a good idea, because the future of India is going to be written in the cities. And even Nehru forgot that when he became our first prime minister. And so we've always treated our cities where the future is going to be written. All young people of India aspire to go into the city, because city represents the future, civilization,
and
jobs.
And nothing wrong with that. We are failing our young and our youth if we don't provide them the infrastructure. We can't tell them, don't come to the cities, or that concept was wrong, because this government is doing the right. same as before. But Mr. Goenka, come in over here. You had the finance minister, maiden budget speech. She recognized the role of infrastructure in catalyzing the economy. The PM has called it a green budget. Why is that? Because it was almost silent on climate change, air pollution, afforestation. It barely touched upon the issue of water scarcity, except for mentioning the Jal Jeevan Mission. So how is it a green budget?
Now, I agree with Mr. Das, and to continue on your question, I think this is the first time where emphasis has been given to the green budget or clean budget. Now, let us take last 4-5 years, where we have seen women at the home has been helped with cooking gas, which cleans up, you know, which avoids deforestation, or which avoids, you know, women to go to the forest to collect woods. So
yes,
I think that's one step which I can share. She can share if I would like to.
On the LPG issue, yes, full marks to the government, because
yeah.
it does make a huge
so I'm going
difference.
To say,
apart from
yeah,
that.
So I'm going to tell you 7-8 points to make the BJP representative and Shiv Sena representative a little life easier, speaking as if on behalf of them. So second one is, if you take LED itself, LED has reduced so much of heat, and you know the lumex which is created is equivalent to the lumex which was created by any other bulb. But the heat has come down, the pollution has come down, and we have saved almost around about 18,000 crore rupees in the last 3 years itself. That is the second green initiative. Third one, pushing the metro. See, 760 kilometers of metro been done in the last four and a half years. If you go to Mumbai, I disagree on the claims by the mayor there that it has been good and less. I also face, because I am a Mumbaikar, and I take almost around 2 hours to go from airport to Borivali when I go back home. But at the same time, I appreciate one initiative of the Maharashtra government there, the way the Mumbai metro network is coming up. In the next 2 years time, I think, you know, people would have a choice not to take their car but to go in metro. Take the example of Greater Noida itself. Since that Greater Noida has been connected to Delhi, many of them are choosing not to travel by car. So that's the second green initiative, third green initiative which I would like to talk. Fourth one is, the emphasis has been given on solar. The way solar has been pushed in this country, my son was part of that PM Yojana which was there in last year, and the small lamps for the kids so that they don't use bulbs. Or especially the people who don't have access to the electricity, where the small lamps have been passed on. Yeah. I think that's very good part of this. I agree on what you said, sir. We started with the wrong note of concentrating people at one place in a socialist economy. And I think we have to relook. But one important point which we lose, Sarah, and which I would like to make it here, and it should not sound political. Coming from Mumbai and a third generation Mumbaiker, let me tell you, the sponges of Mumbai were killed. The mangroves were sponges, which used to take the water and then, you know, send the water back in this thing. They were very systematically killed between 1980 to 1990, which was called as Dharavi mangroves, turned into a BKC. You see a swanky club.
Correct, but this
club
is the concept of development, and it has been
BJP
government and along with the Shiv Sena.
I don't know whether between 80 to 90 there was any, which government was there, because I have not checked, but this swanky clubs came up. So urbanization does not mean only coming up of club, or you know the way
Kandivili was killed. I'm very glad you mentioned this. So because you've said LPG, LED, metro, solar, absolutely right. But on the other hand, total allocation for the Ministry of Environment, Forests and Climate is 2,954 crores. That's less than what was spent on the Statue of Unity in Gujarat. National Green Tribunal allocation has gone down 74%, from 75 crores to 42 crores. Budget for the Coastal Management Program, you're talking about mangroves, it's gone down 42%, from 165 crores to 95 crores. So is it enough? Yes, solar, LED, LPG, but is it enough given the gravity of the problem right now?
No, I agree with you. There is no dispute that the funds allocation should have been more. But I was reading a report where the green cover of the country has gone up in the last 3 years. So that can only go up if you would do basic things. So you are fighting the time. You are fighting against the time. And the reason, because we are not seeing a poverty or concentration of the human beings which we have ever seen anywhere in the world. 44 square kilometer of Mumbai has 2 crore people, and it invites more than 2 lakh people every day. I was reading before coming to this show, out of the 39,000 crore rupees budget of Mumbai, correct me if it is more than 1,000 crore or something like that being spent on health, which worldwide, and if you see the density of 250 crore rupees per square millimeter, that kind of thing. So your priorities got changed. You can't deny health services to your citizens. You can't say that ye to bahar se aaye. They are all welcome in Mumbai.
No, so, you're
so I think you'll have to give. Same is with Chennai, same is with Bangalore.
My point is, if you don't focus on the environment, you will have health issues.
Of course.
Air pollution
of course.
In Delhi,
and there is no debate on that.
Issues.
There is no debate
all right.
on that. Sir, if you can just permit me.
Come in over here. See, you know, we've had some 34 deaths in Mumbai. But apart from that, we've had massive rail, road, air transport disruptions. We've had flights who've been disrupted, international flights who've been disrupted. There's an economic cost to all of this. So even if the government says, you know, this is an environmental issue, we're focusing on health, the fact is there is an economic cost, the price we're paying for this, and the economy is paying for this. There is a slowdown to the economy to this.
Absolutely. So I think we also need to see the issue in a slightly broader context. The city was not ruined in the last decade or two. It's been sort of a historic problem. Mumbai sits in an estuary. So there's been reclamation since the British time to Indian time, you know, all of that. So whether it is building on, you know, the sponges, the low-lying areas, marshes, etc., there's been development over time. And it's not just floods. Along with floods comes landslides, you know, areas
yeah.
like Ghatkopar, Kurla. And these are the most vulnerable areas of the city, where the, you know, urban poor densities are very high. So there's a range of issues. And to the question of, is the solution and is the fix enough? No, we have a much larger problem. Definitely different governments have put in, you know, I would say at least sort of the focus on urbanization came through, say, JNURM through the previous governments. This government has focused on sustainable urbanization. Like, you know, they're mentioning the solar missions, the Jal Sanrakshan, etc. But just to put in perspective again, we have not even built 1/5 of the urban area we will by 2050. We have about 50,000 square kilometers of urban land as of today, used for urban purposes. It's about 50,000 square kilometers today. It'll be 2,50,000 by 2050. And
yeah.
that's an addition of 400 million people. So if this is how our urbanization is today,
yes.
we cannot build such unsustainable, you know, we're going to lock ourselves in into unsustainable development for the next few decades.
Mr. Ravindran, this is a very important point because you see, Nirmala Sitharaman, the finance minister, said in the budget that there's an investment target of 100 lakh crores in the infrastructure sector over the next 5 years. So my question to you is this. If we do see investment of 100 lakh crores in infrastructure, the way we have seen over the last few years, what does this mean for the future of our kids? Because what we've seen over the last few years is unplanned. And even going by this government's budget, there doesn't seem to be any emphasis or acknowledgement of, you know, development needs, sustainable development, I mean, or environmental, ecological reasons of, or, you know, the impact, the ecological impact of development.
It has multiple impacts. So if you give me a minute, I can just go into some of those impacts. First of all, we are looking at a new form of development where they have this Bharatmala and they have Sagarmala and all these projects where port towns are being developed and infrastructure-based town development is envisaged. Now, when 100 lakh crore is, I can't even count that number, is being allocated to infrastructure, what is the thinking or what is the allocation that's made for urban development? There's
yeah.
a complete mismatch between the allocation for infrastructure and allocation for urban development. That's the first mismatch I'd like to point out. Second thing is that it's interesting that Bombay was the opening example today. In Bombay, for instance, today we had the news that our environment minister has signed the UN collective on climate change.
Yeah.
It's the next great thing. That we have signed that. At the same time, today you also have on the social media 70 odd thousand people signing up against the Array Colony project in Mumbai,
yes.
where they're cutting down, I think, about 2,500 trees. And
yes.
lots of people are being evacuated. The place is going to be urbanized and denuded. And it's one of the so-called sponges of the city,
correct.
Which actually has been cleaning the air, providing, you know, kind of water and providing everything that a forest only can give. And it's ironic that today we have this news that we sign on the climate change issue and
yes.
we are also at the same time, in order to promote the metro, that's a metro washing yard that's being created by clearing 2,500 trees. I mean, that's the kind of irony of development that we see today. So this is the second impact, is that when you're allocating so much money, what is its impact on the environment? What is our position on the UN Sustainable Development Goals?
Yeah, what is the position on climate change?
Yeah, what is our position on climate change? These are very, very critical issues. And one more impact that I'd like, if you can give me one more minute, is to provide, is that when you look at this infrastructure development, they're basically linear systems, okay? The country is being traversed by multiple linear systems of infrastructure, both in terms of rail, road, gas lines, and so on and so forth. Yeah? Whereas the urbanization pattern that we see in India before is a constellation format, where you have large cities and smaller cities which depend on it and progressively going down to the countryside.
Correct.
So that pattern is going to undergo a massive change when this kind of linear systems are going to traverse the country.
Got it.
Where is the new urbanization policy?
Okay.
We don't have one. And what we have in place as an urbanization policy is, it's a well-intended, nicely written paper. I agree with all what is said in it, but it simply scratches the surface.
Okay.
It doesn't look at the phenomenon of urbanization.
Okay. I want to go to Dr. Viman Acharya, but first, Vineet, respond here, because you just extolled the virtues of the metro and we're talking about how it's going to change things. But what about, has the planning gone into the metro? Is there any way you can do this without cutting those trees? You have Maharashtra going to be chopping down 54,000 mangroves for the Mumbai Ahmedabad bullet train project. The state transport minister said the government will compensate by planting 5 times more trees than it removes. I don't know how many years it's going to take for those mangrove trees to be formed. We have the coastal road project coming up. They'll also be cutting down trees. So on one hand, you're saying metro, but what is the cost of the metro?
Yeah, of course. If you read what it went on in 2013, I ran a campaign there in Mumbai called as Mumbai Metro Mess. Because sir would agree, MUTP-1, which was 1992, which was supposed to come up with metros in 1999 itself, got delayed, and I filed several papers, including a PIL. And we were pleading that the metro cleaning station should come somewhere near Charkoop, which was also allocated. But then there was an intervention by the court, I think. So I agree partly with you and also everybody.
But you started off by saying you're going to make the job easier for the Shiv Sena and the BJP.
No, no.
But now you're saying, now you're speaking as an individual.
No, no, I'm not speaking as a... I'm making their life easier. In fact, they should thank me for that. Because the planning was right. If you see the paper, because it is very easy to say that why it has gone to RA. But if you see, there was a court intervention. And poor guy would not be able to do anything because there was a court intervention. In my own case, when I went to the court saying that please order an inquiry in the accountability of why the metro was delayed from 1992, till 2012, there was only one metro which came up, which is Warsaw to Ghatkopar, 11.1 kilometers, after 22 years. So I had asked for inquiry and I had requested that the metro should be built faster. Thank God this government has done it. Yes, one, I disagree on that RA Colony part, which I also have written to the chief minister that we could have shifted this to Kanjurmarg. You know, there was a naval place which could be shifted there. It could have been shifted after Mumbai. We could have actually connected Dhanu with that. So there is no debate on that part. Number two, you came about on the coastal highway. If you travel from Bandra to Worli, you understand how much pollution has been saved because you cut short that bay in this thing. If had the Bandra been connected with Mazgaon, Malabar Hill, then to Mazgaon, we would have saved a lot of pollution there. You have to even think about that particular
okay.
part. When I mentioned about the sponges, sir, there were two things which happened, if you recollect. 210 acres of land were de-reserved and the entire forest. I come from Kurar village, which is in Malad. That's my native place there. We used to fear to go out of the house at 7 o'clock because there were a lot of trees there. And now if I fear there because there's only concrete there and which
Correct.
Was de-reserved. And we
but
have to see and shame and name those guys who de-reserved and created this cement concrete
places. There doesn't seem to be a priority of the government. But let me go across to Mr. Acharya. Mr. Acharya, we were started off talking about climate change. What exactly is India's position on climate change? Right now, you have crumbling infrastructure. Our cities are becoming unlivable. They need to be rebuilt. And when we redesign these cities, are we even factoring in climate change?
Basically, cities have grown, then governments have recognized the problems, then they have come to solve them. None of the cities were built to become big cities and all the infrastructure ready. So now what is happening is there are n number of problems. There is a water problem, water supply problem, and sewage problem. There is problem of roads. As far as Bangalore is concerned, I can mention you that Bangalore was a very typical big town, that's all. Most of the roads are suitable for one vehicle to go and one vehicle to come. But now what has happened is the amount of vehicles for a population of about 1 crore, there are more than 90 lakh vehicles at Bangalore. See the number, practically you can't travel at daytime on these vehicles, especially at peak hours. I stay hardly 5 kilometers from the railway station. If I have to reach any office during busy hours,
sir, you are stating the obvious. You have been the chairman of the Pollution Control Board in Bangalore. It's an organization that has been blamed for much of the problems of the city.
Yeah, I was chairman. I was chairman of the Pollution Control Board in Karnataka. What we have seen was, one is the sewage water. Hardly 40% of the sewage water has drainage systems. Number two, total amount of drainage water that comes to big lakes. One of the most fortunate city in the country was Bangalore, with almost like 124 big lakes.
And they are now
most
frothing.
Of the lakes are full of, most of them full of sewage. Now even about the number of the trees, when I was chairman of the Pollution Control Board, we did a survey of Bangalore. Everybody sitting outside thinks that Bangalore is a very green city. I agree, the trees which are very old have a lot of canopy.
Dr. Acharya, you describe yourself as an environmentalist. Are you in the wrong party? And the BJP may be in power in Karnataka come Tuesday. What are you planning to do about this? Because I asked you first, what is the BJP stand, the government stand on climate change?
On climate change, central government has taken its stand. Now here in Karnataka, we don't have a BJP government. The moment BJP government comes, we will announce our policy for climate change, for Green Bangalore, for drinkable good water. All these BJP will definitely plan. For last 1.5 years, we only have chaos in Karnataka. And
so you have till
wait.
Tuesday, sir.
This is not the platform for me to
you
speak
can may
about
as well
politics.
Tell us what your stand is. Why wait till Tuesday? When the governor takes a call, when the speaker takes a call?
Today. Yeah. I don't want to say anything about politics right on this platform because I don't want to say. Whatever happens, you will watch, you will see on the screen by tomorrow evening. We will wait and see for that. Now, there are many issues that trouble common man here who is worried about the issues of pollution in the cities, the issue of health in the cities, number of trees which I have already quoted. Waste management in Bangalore is such a big issue even today that
yes,
during
sir,
my
you,
tenure of chairman of Pollution Control
all
Board,
right. मिस्टर गुप्ता आपसे पूछना चाहते थे आप तन्मय से बात की थी हमने वो कह रहे हैं कि फेल इन टू अ मैनहोल ही ऑलमोस्ट लॉस्ट हिज लाइफ शिवसेना संजय राउत हैज सेड कि डोंट ब्लेम द बीएमसी मॉनसून्स को ब्लेम करो इज दिस एनी रिएक्शन एज तन्मय सेड
देखिए बंबई की जलवायु में जिस तरह से परिवर्तन हो रहा है तो बीएमसी के पास इस तरह के साधन नहीं है कि उसके ऊपर 100% कंट्रोल किया जा सके लेकिन फिर भी जिस तरह से जलवायु में परिवर्तन हो रहा है उसके लिए सरकार को क्या काम करने चाहिए इस पर जिन पॉलिसीज पर सरकार ने काम किया मैं आपको वो बताता हूँ एक तो गबेलियन योजना चल रही है
मिस्टर राउत के रिएक्शन के बारे में आप बताइएगा ही सेइंग डोंट ब्लेम द बीएमसी देन हु शुड बी ब्लेम देन इफ नॉट द बीएमसी
आई एम नॉट ब्लेमिंग टू बीएमसी आई एम जस्ट एक्सप्लेनिंग द वर्क ऑफ बीएमसी के व्हाट द वर्क्स व्हिच इज स्टार्टेड बाय द बीएमसी यू लिसन दैट फर्स्टली बिकॉज समवन इज टोल्ड दैट नोएडा में इस तरह का काम हुआ उस तरह का काम हुआ तो मैं मुंबई एक पुराना शहर है इसमें जिस तरह की योजनाएं चलाई गई हैं उसमें सबसे पहला है मैग्रोव योजना के तहत इस तरह से देखा जाएगा कि रोड पर जो लोग चलते हैं फुटपाथ पर जो लोग चलें उसका एरिया इस तरह से ऊंचा रहे कि अगर बाय चांस पानी ज़्यादा होता है तो तो चलने वाले लोग उस पर चल सके।
But दूसरा sir, ये फिर से 2005 में we had hundreds of lives, इस साल भी 30 lives गए हैं ना।
देखिए उस पर कंट्रोल कर पाना ये एक प्राकृतिक आपदा है, इसके अंदर अगर कोई ये कहे कि हम सरकार के ऊपर ब्लेम करें तो ये सही नहीं है, क्योंकि प्रकृति के ऊपर किसी भी सरकार का कंट्रोल नहीं हो सकता। बॉम्बे की जलवायु जिस तरह की है उसके अनुसार उसके बॉम्बे के अंदर इस तरह से वर्षा होती है, और फिर जलवायु में जो परिवर्तन हुआ है उस परिवर्तन में अगर आप देखें तो आपको ये पता चलेगा कि जो बारिश पूरे महीने में होती थी वो बारिश आज चार दिन में होती है, तो कोई भी आदमी कोई भी सरकार उस पर कंट्रोल कैसे कर सकता है। लेकिन परियोजनाओं के अंदर एक नई परियोजना और चलाई गई है जिसके अंदर 100 ऐसी सब्सिडी बसाने का प्रावधान भी किया गया है कि जिससे कि जो जो सिटी स्तर की बसेंगी कि जहाँ पर वर्षा का ज़्यादा पानी होगा तो उस पर कोई असर नहीं पड़ेगा। दूसरा
प्रहलाद काकर, कैन यू कम इन हियर, आर यू सैटिस्फाइड विद द रिस्पांस ऑफ द शिवसेना हियर?
लेट मी कंप्लीट इट।
नो आई एम नॉट।
एक मिनट सर, गो अहेड।
नो आई एम नॉट। आई विल टेल यू व्हाट द इशू इज। द इशू इज दैट व्हेन अ बजट, यू सी द बीएमसी हैज द लार्जेस्ट बजट ऑफ एनी सिटी इन दिस कंट्री, इट्स लाइक अ स्मॉल स्टेट। Okay, now this money is allocated in a very sensible manner right through the year about prevention of road damage, about drainage, about mangroves, etc., etc., etc. Now the BMC sits back. See, everybody thinks they're incompetent. They are not. They're the most overcompetent people I have ever seen, because they deliberately underperform so that there is a durghatna, there's a crisis. So when there's a crisis, the political will is to open all its purse strings and allow as much money as possible to overcome the crisis. So nobody is monitoring who's spending what and how much they are making. So now the fact is that they only make money when there's a crisis. Because otherwise they're monitored.
Correct.
So they're waiting for the monsoon. So every time for the last 30 years,
agar BMC kaam na kare,
I'll come to you, sir. I'll let you respond.
You mean to say that a city like Bombay cannot make proper roads to withstand the monsoon? I mean, what nonsense is this? We put a man in space. We can't make a road in Bombay. I mean, ye sawal hi nahi utha. Everybody has eaten the money. Now, politically, Whether it's any party for that matter, but the BMC has been incumbent for the last 20 years. And for 20 years, they have always underperformed. And the reason why they've underperformed is because the only way to make money is to underperform.
All right. Let's give so Mr. Gupta a chance to respond. No, मिस्टर गुप्ता, यहाँ पे करप्शन की बात हो रही है कि दिस इज एन इंटेंशनल, जो बीएमसी जो करती है इंटेंशनली करती है, क्योंकि जब इमरजेंसी होती है फिर पैसे द मनी विल फ्लो।
नो, दिस इज वेरी रॉन्ग। यू टेल, आपने जो कहना था आपने कह दिया। अब लेट मी गिव द मेरे को आंसर देने दीजिए।
हां बताइए सर।
देखिए बीएमसी को जो काम बरसात आने से पहले करना चाहिए बीएमसी उस काम को करती है, जैसे कि नालों की सफाइयों का होना, रेलवे सिस्टम को ठीक करना। नहीं, आधा करेगी तो फिर उससे फिर वो पानी का फ्लो वो नहीं जा पाएगा और फिर बम्बई के अंदर चलना बहुत मुश्किल हो जाएगा। जो मौजूदा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर है उसके अनुसार बीएमसी को जो काम करना चाहिए बीएमसी को काम करती है। कोई भी सरकार ऐसा नहीं करेगी कि उसको ये पता ना हो कि बरसात आने वाली है और वो काम नहीं करेगी। इस तरह से ब्लेम लगाना सिर्फ यही नहीं होना चाहिए, ये भी देखना चाहिए कि किस तरह का काम किया। लेट मी कंप्लीट कि क्या क्या काम किया। लेट मी कंप्लीट द पॉलिसीज, अबाउट द पॉलिसीज। अगर आप सुनेंगे ही नहीं कि किन किन पॉलिसी को चलाया गया तो किस तरह से मैं बता पाऊंगा। आपकी बात जब चलती थी
तो नहीं बोले, पेपर पे होता भैया,
पेपर पे। अगर पेपर पे काम हो तो सारे काम नहीं हो सकते। आप कह रहे पेपर पे काम होता है, ऐसा नहीं हो सकता कि सिर्फ पेपर पे काम होगा और जो राजनेता है वो हाथ पे हाथ धरकर बैठे रहेंगे। सिर्फ पेपर पे काम होता है ऐसा नहीं कह सकते आप। काम भी होता है,
धरातल पर भी काम होता है। पर मिस्टर गुप्ता, दिस इज अ रिकरिंग प्रॉब्लम, हर साल हम ये शो करते हैं इसके ऊपर, अर्बन प्रॉब्लम्स, मुंबई रेन्स, अगर मुंबई में फ्लड हो रही है, चेन्नई में शॉर्टेज हो रही है,
अगर
बैंगलोर में लेक्स फ्लड हो रही है,
अगर जो बारिश एक महीने में होती है वो बारिश सिर्फ चार दिन में हो जाएगी तो उस पर कैसे कोई भी मानव कैसे कंट्रोल कर सकता है। अभी जो योजनाएं चलाई गई है, मैक्रो योजना चलाई गई,
आपने यही कहा था ना
And this, okay, fine. Mr. Kakkar, we have Mr. Gupta here, yes, saying that, look, they've been deluged with the rains this time. They've had much more rain than was expected. My question to you is, given the fact that we were reporting of a drought in Maharashtra just like 2 days before the monsoons hit, has any, like, you know, water conservation taken place, water harvesting taken place? Does any of that happen on the ground?
Nothing. Nothing. Now listen to me.
How it can forget about the BJP and the how can you say that nothing? How can you say that nothing?
Shiv Sena anyway runs.
This is very wrong that you are saying that nothing.
If you look at a pack,
अगर ऐसा हो तो 27 साल से वो अगर ऐसा हो तो 27 साल से वो कॉर्पोरेशन में है ऐसे कैसे होगा?
एक मिनट, we'll come back to you. You tell us what has happened in terms of water harvesting.
पहले मेरी बात को पूरा नहीं करने दे रहे हैं. आप मेरी बात को पूरा नहीं करने दे रहे हैं. पहले मेरी बात को खत्म कर देते हैं आप.
एक मिनट, आप मैं बहुत सालों से बंबई में हूँ. मुझे सब कुछ मालूम है. सबका रिकॉर्ड
है. मालूम है, पूरा देश जानता है. आप ही को नहीं, पूरे देश को पता है.
सारा कहना
है आप ये मत सोचे कि सब आपको पता है.
आई थिंक आई विल टेक इट टू लिटिल हायर साइड. इट्स गोइंग टू मच ऑफ टू
मोमेंट. लेट देम फिनिश. कैन आई
कम इन प्लीज? प्रायोरिटी मुंबई की है
मिस्टर खक्कर.
अच्छा, नाउ एनसीपी जब थी, व्हेन द एनसीपी वाज इन पावर, दे वर गिवन 70,000 करोड़.
गिव एनी प्रूफ
टू डू फॉर द करप्शन स्कीम्स अक्रॉस महाराष्ट्र टू एलिवेट द ड्राउट सिचुएशन. ऑल डिसअपीयर्ड. ओके, दे एट अप ऑल द मनी. Not one scheme was complete. And we are facing the drought situation now because of that. So it's not that one party is any better than the other party.
Sarah, let's get it
they
out.
They all have the hands of cooking.
I'm going to come back. Man. One second. Let them finish.
You have to listen the policies about the...
Quick response, Mr. Gupta. It's only fair that he gets a chance to respond. Quick response, Mr. Gupta.
Kis cheez pe dunga aapko?
Sir, aapko respond karna hai jo sir ne bola hai abhi.
बीएमसी जिस तरह से काम किया है, मैं पॉलिसीज के विषय में आपको बता रहा था जिसपे आपने सुनना नहीं चाहा.
मैं सुनना चाहता हूँ कि वाटर हार्वेस्टिंग पे बीएमसी में क्या की है, क्योंकि हम कह रहे हैं ड्राउट के बारे में हम कंप्लेन करते हैं, फिर फ्लड्स आती है, फिर ड्राउट होती है, जब यू हैव सच एक्सेस रेन, व्हेन यू हैव सच अ बाउंटीफुल रेन, दैट्स वन वे ऑफ लुकिंग एट इट. इन 4 days यू हैव द रेन दैट यू गेट नॉर्मली इन एन एंटायर मॉनसून. कुछ की गई है उसके साथ? वो पानी कहाँ गई है?
जो बारिश एक महीने में होती है, वो बारिश अगर 4 दिन में हो जाएगी तो कोई भी मानव संसाधन उसके ऊपर 100% कंट्रोल नहीं कर सकता. अगर इस पर इसके लिए आप सरकार को ब्लेम करेंगे तो ये ठीक नहीं है.
ओके मिस्टर हाशमी, वी हैव दिस इज नॉट अ प्रॉब्लम दैट इज सेंट्रिक टू मुंबई. इट इज ऑल ओवर द कंट्री. इन फैक्ट वी हैव दीज अर्बनाइजेशन इश्यूज ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड, बट नोवेयर इन द वर्ल्ड डू वी ट्रीट इट विद द काइंड ऑफ नॉनशैलेंस दैट वी आर ट्रीटिंग इट इन इंडिया.
यू सी, आई विल गिव यू एग्जांपल्स फ्रॉम दिल्ली. The monsoon has arrived, the rains haven't. When the rains will come, we don't know. In the last 1 week or more, I have been seeing that the people whose responsibility is to keep the drains open, yes, have dug out the muck. And I think most of you are from Delhi. All the muck is lined next, is piled up next to the rubbish dumps, is been there for more than a week. Tomorrow the monsoon will come. What will happen?
It'll go back into the
drain. All, yes. This goes on year after year after year. And I am not sure that the municipal corporations in different parts of the country work differently. It is the same logic everywhere. Every year we have hundreds of people dying in manholes, despite the fact that manual scavenging has been banned for I don't know how many years. These are also people dying in the line of duty.
Yes.
Nobody bothers. And many more people are dying cleaning sewage pipes in this country than soldiers have died in the last 40 years. But one soldier dies and you know what happens. But these people, nobody bothers.
So let me ask you.
And they are dying, just let me complete. They are dying because we have not planned.
And so let me ask you, like I said.
Last 40 years, the world has known. Just 1 second. Last 40 years, environmentalists have been saying that this change is coming and you are going to have concentrated floods. You are going to have all the rain concentrated and then you are going to have long dry spells. Environmentalists have been warning about it for more than 30, 40 years. Why hasn't the Bombay Municipal Corporation done anything about it? This is, and this is going to increase. This is not something that is not going to happen next year. It's going to be worse next year and worse year after that. We have to plan for that.
We're going to make a lot of money.
So we have to plan. Okay. Mr. Goenka, we have to plan is what everybody's saying. Yes, we want development, but it needs to be planned development. It can't be that, you know, we're having the metro, but we're cutting trees. We want to expand roads, but we cut trees. I mean, there has to be, is there planned development taking place, or is it just development? Because that's the be-all and end-all right now. We need to reach that goal of, you know, $5 trillion economy.
So partly I agree with your question, and partly I have some opinion on that. One, when this kind of infrastructure has been built up, there is a lot of planning which goes in. And when you plan to build roads, when you plan to build railways, when you plan to build ports or a coastal highway, there is some sacrifice which has to be done. Now, whether it is judicious, whether it is right or wrong, that can be debated. So, whether there should be, you know, metro wash station in RA or it should be somewhere outside, that can be debated, and I agree with you. But yes,
you
there
know,
has to
so
be water.
About 10 years ago, I was doing a report in Gujarat on the
Let
cutting
me complete
of mangroves,
so
and I met an activist who made a really strong statement that had a huge impact on me. He said, You said somebody has to sacrifice. The question is, who is sacrificing? Who gains? Who sacrifices?
No,
but
I'll
I don't
complete
really want
my
to get into
so
that.
I'll
my question to you is this. The government has an objective. If the government's objective is $5 trillion economy and growth, when our cities are doing so badly, you are not going to see that growth. Where is this growth coming from? Is it foreign direct investment, Mr. Gurchand Das? Is it the manufacturing sector? Is it jobs? It's not coming from there. So you do have a growth center. And that is being affected. So I'm asking you, yes, somebody will sacrifice, somebody will gain, somebody will lose. But the objective of the government is growth. So is this counterproductive?
No, I think you have mixed up two, three issues. And let me answer it one by one. So when you build road, I again say, the roads are not built in air. They are built on the land. And if something is there on the land, that has to be cleared. The government's duty is to replace that and grow more trees. So if your NHI is building a road, there is norms and they should exceed the norm and grow more trees so that the afforestation takes care of the deforestation which has been taken up. So one, planning is there. Yes, you rightly said execution of the planning. Two, accountability, and three, the corruption. And I don't want to shy it from there. Whichever government there is, if there is a part of corruption, there is a non-transparency which is there, that has to be addressed. One more responsibility, Veena Shara, you and I always forget in this kind of debates is, we citizens, how many of us before taking a house on the 40th floor of that building, ask that with this building is standing on what? This Archana complex where today we are sitting was a green cover. So what we do is, once I come here, then I talk about ki mere samne wala jo green cover wo nahi chale jaye.
That's a great, that's a fascinating point.
So I was there in that Oberoi Towers of RA, where this debate happened with Mrs. Mehta. And I was asking her, ki ye building jab apne kharida, tab to green tha, apne kyun kharida? If we take a responsibility of not buying this kind of offices and house.
That's a good point.
Number
Let me get
two,
quick reactions.
How many of us
I'm glad you brought this up.
How many
it's
of
very
us
important.
Choose not to
Who
take plastic bags?
Each where is the plastic going?
Each
Who's
of
throwing
us
the garbage into
and buy a bottle of water?
Our drains and anyone? Please respond. What's the role of the public?
The role of the public is not just that we have to take the care of the environment. We are taking. But what will we do when the metro sheds are when the metro, for the metroways, you are just destroying all the trees, and we and many people are migrating to Delhi and Mumbai in the search of opportunities. In Bihar, you are not giving that opportunities. In Kolkata, you are not giving those opportunities. People are migrating, and we are being 50,000 crore in Delhi because of this reason.
Okay, great point. Somebody else here. Talk about water. Delhi, water problems. Chennai, mein water problems.
Yeah. एक्चुअली फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल जो यहाँ के जो ड्रेनेज सिस्टम है काफ़ी दिन से उनमें सिर्फ मतलब वही जो सर ने बताया कि हमारे जो हीरोज़ हैं जो उसमें जाते हैं उनकी बराबर डेथ होती रहती है उस पर कोई तो जो प्रॉब्लम जो हमारे अंदर से जब से खुद से आवाज़ नहीं आएगी कि इनके लिए भाई एक आर्मी मैन अगर उसकी डेथ हो जाती है तो सरकार उसको कॉम्पनसेट करती है इनकी जब डेथ होती है
Correct.
तो कौन कॉम्पनसेट करता है
मिस्टर गोयनका ने बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट रेज किया कि व्हाट इज द पब्लिक्स रोल प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी हैज सेड इन मन की बात कि वाटर ही इज एक्नॉलेज कि वाटर की प्रॉब्लम है बट ही सेज दैट हमें Each one of us also has to do something. Now it's not just up to the government. You can't just point fingers at the government and blame them.
हम लोग तो कर रहे हैं ये पब्लिक जो कर रही है
यही
कि अपना एनवायरमेंट के लिए जितना स्वच्छता अभियान चलाया गया उसमें हम लोग जागरूक हुए हैं काफी लेकिन अब सर ने कहा, जो शिवसेना के प्रवक्ता है उन्होंने कहा कि बीएमसी कुछ नहीं कर सकती. मैं कहता हूँ दिल्ली में सर, जो एक मिनट सर प्लीज, 1911 में जब दिल्ली थी, जो लुटियंस जोन था वो बसाया गया, वहां पर मानसून के दौर में पानी नहीं भरता, लेकिन जो अभी दिल्ली बसाई गई, जो दिल्ली अभी की है, वहां पर पानी भर जाता है. तो इसमें तो सरकार का ही है ना कि किस तरह से वो जो डेवलपमेंट है वो प्लान डेवलपमेंट होना चाहिए.
So what I would like to point out is that you talked about the cost of lives of people when it comes to development. I think it should be the role of the government to move towards a more positive format of development. But right now it shifted to the role of the people. So here in Delhi, if we see that's lots of pollution, so you know, carpooling is one thing, and then metro. So if you take away the sort down to deforestation, it's people like us, you know, who grow more trees around us, and we resort down to, you know, herbal sort of trees in our houses.
Okay, Mr. Gurcharan Das, you have Mr. Goenka saying that the public needs to take responsibility. The public is saying the government needs to take responsibility. Who's a quick response, and I'll go on to them.
Well, I think it's both, and I don't like your demonizing growth. Frankly, you keep coming back to the $5 trillion. A dollar objective.
Yes.
It is, you're by demonizing growth, you're condemning the aspiring young people to poverty.
Okay, but
and what I'm trying to say to you is that I like this discussion. It's on the right subject.
We're demonizing unplanned growth.
Yes.
There has to
unplanned
be sustainable growth is, development.
Exactly. But the message it often comes from environmentalists is this message that we should not have growth, you should not create jobs.
I don't think anybody here
well
is saying
I'm
that.
Maybe not when here but that is, please don't give that message. And when you're going to planned growth is absolutely right. In India, one of the real problems is a problem of private prosperity and public poverty. That means that people have become well off, but
you're saying that those who are affected are the poor. The poor don't get development. What we're saying is when you have crises like this, natural causes, supposedly, it is the poor who are affected.
Of course.
Rich don't get affected because we're living in our homes on the 10th floor and I don't get affected by the floods. Quick responses before we go into, for a break.
Concrete ke jungle mein plantation drive karte hain, plants lagate hain pure sidewalks pe sectors ke. सैटरडे संडे जाते हैं उसको पानी देने, प्लास्टिक वेस्ट साफ करने. अचानक से नोएडा अथॉरिटी वाला आता है, वो नाली साफ करता है, उसी के ऊपर डंप कर देता है. ट्रीज डेड. पब्लिक क्या करेगी?
ऑलराइट, लास्ट क्विक स्टेटमेंट्स.
मिस्टर गोयनका जी से सवाल है. उन्होंने कहा कि रोड हम हवा में तो बना नहीं सकते, हमें जमीन पे बनाना होगा. लेकिन जब आप रोड बनाने की प्लानिंग करते हैं, आई मीन कि नेशनल हाईवे अथॉरिटी या जो भी, उन्हें ग्रीन एरियाज या ग्रीन पैचेस क्यों दिखते हैं? अभी आप अरावली में, गुड़गांव में गडकरी जी को बिल्डर्स ने बोला होगा कि आप यहां से एक रोड निकाल दीजिए, हमारी प्राइम लोकेशन बन जाएगा. तो आपको हमेशा ग्रीन लैंड ही क्यों दिखाई देता? ग्रेट नोएडा मेट्रो का आपने जिक्र किया, रिक्रिएशनल ग्रीन लैंड में उन्होंने अपना डिपो बनाया. हमेशा ग्रीन एरिया को हमें नहीं कवर करना चाहिए डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स के लिए.
ओके, लास्ट वर्ड. I'm very pleased actually, Mr. Gurcharan Das, with the show because we're hearing the voices of the youth. And hopefully this reaches the government. Go ahead.
Not diverting from the topic, as he was saying, as sir was saying, that we are working on water harvesting and rainwater harvesting. Mumbai is flooded with rain. So where is that water going? Where is that water going? Just tell me this thing. Why can't we transport that water to the areas of crisis?
Very good point.
We need to know that. That's what the youth is asking. That's the real questions that we're asking. That what is BMC doing with that water that you were talking about?
Okay.
Please answer.
Let's get two more responses here. You and
wasting it because there is no way to harvest the water.
Why? Why, Mr. Kakkar?
Because they've not planned it.
Okay.
Because they do not plan for the excess water to be saved. And it is not compulsory for builders to actually put rainwater harvesting in any building. Otherwise, they should not get an NOC.
All basements in Delhi, three stilts, houses on stilts, all have a basement which are used for business purposes. Why not put it into rainwater harvesting?
Correct.
Go ahead. बोलिए बोलिए।
अभी शिवसेना के प्रवक्ता ने बता रहा था कि प्रकृति पर किसी का जोर नहीं है। सर मैं जब इंडस वैली सिविलाइजेशन की बात करते हैं उस टाइम पे भी ड्रेनेज सिस्टम था, लेकिन जब आप 21st सेंचुरी को देख रहे हैं वहाँ पे ड्रेनेज सिस्टम नहीं। और सर के बात से मैं पूरी तरह से एग्री करता हूँ। हाशमी सर ने बताया कि जो मड निकालते हैं बाहर रख देते हैं फिर बारिश होगी अंदर ही चली जाएगी, तो ये जो हम लोग का ड्रेनेज सिस्टम है ना, मतलब आज से 1600 साल पीछे देखते हैं उससे भी बुरी कंडीशन में आज भी हम हैं।
All right, we are completely out of time. I'm glad that we heard the voices of the youth. These are the next voters, 5 years away. But, you know, 17% of the world's population, 2.5% of the landmass, 4% of water share. India is facing a huge challenge ahead. This is a wake-up call for all of us. Thank you for joining us on We the People. We try to focus on the issues that affect all of us. Thank you. Good night. Welcome back. Tonight on We the People, we want to give the last word, the bite of the day, to Mr. Dada Rao Bilhore. He lost his 16-year-old son in an accident due to a pothole in 2015. His son's bike fell into a deep pothole on a rainwater-clogged road. But since then, he has decided to act and take matters into his own hand so that this doesn't happen to any other father. Mr. Bilhore, thank you. Aap aaye yahan pe We the People par. इस साल फिर से बारिश हुई है, इस साल फिर से 30 लोग से ज्यादा लोग मरे हैं. आप क्या कहोगे बीएमसी को?
पहले तो बीएमसी ने ये करना चाहिए कि जो ड्रेनेज लाइन जो है उसको क्लीन करना चाहिए, क्योंकि उसके अंदर पहले तो प्लास्टिक का एंड बैग्स और बॉटल मिली है और जिसके वजह से पानी भर गया था। जब हमने देखा कि हर जगह पे खाली प्लास्टिक बॉटल और प्लास्टिक बैग ही दिखाई दे रही है, जो बैंड हो चुकी है वो क्यों आज तक दिखाई दे रही है? और दूसरा है, उसके बाद जब पानी ऊपर आ जाता है रोड के ऊपर, तो जो लास्ट ईयर उन्होंने जो गड्ढे भरे थे बीएमसी ने, तो वो उखड़ गए, तो उखड़ते क्यों है बार बार? हर जगह पे वही मसला होता है कि हर जगह पे बीएमसी बोलते पाइप गिरा और उसके बाद गड्ढे तैयार हो गए, तो गड्ढे तो ऑटोमेटिकली तैयार नहीं होते, उसके ऊपर तो कोई रीजन होना चाहिए। हर साल 4 साल से हम वही देखते आ रहे, जब से मैंने अपना बेटा खोया है उस दिन से आज तक मैं वही देखता हूँ कि जब बारिश होती है गड्ढे उगड़ आते हैं, तो ऐसा क्यों होता है? एक बार बार मसला क्यों आता है सामने? तो एक रीजन क्यों नहीं होता उनका कि पोर्टहोल किस तरह से भर दिया जाए? खाली ऊपर से मलाई लगा देते हैं और ऊपर से अभी वही लास्ट ईयर जो पेयर बॉक्स कोड का उल्लंघन हो रहा है यहाँ पे, तो 2016 में कोर्ट ने कहा था कि पेयर बॉक्स लगाना नहीं है, ये मतलब टोटली बैन किया था। फिर भी आज 2017, 2018 और 2019 उसके आज भी लगाए जा रहे हैं, तो क्यों लगाए जा रहे हैं? किसकी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी रहेगी? ये बीएमसी की रहेगी या पब्लिक की रहेगी? जिसकी जान जाती है वो।
सर हम वही डिबेट कर रहे थे किसकी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी है, क्योंकि आपने रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी अपने आप पे लिए है। आपकी आपके आपका बेटा टीनेजर था, उसकी सारी जिंदगी थी उसके सामने, वो मर गया है और आपने डिसाइड की है कि आप अपने आप फील करोगे। दिस इज शेमफुल, दिस इज एन स्लैप ऑन द फेस ऑफ द बीएमसी।
मैं तो हर जगह जा रहा हूँ, अभी तक मैंने 850 गड्ढे भर चुका हूँ, लेकिन ये नहीं होता कि मैं हर जगह दादा रावी तैयार हो जाए और वहां जाके गड्ढे भरे और फिर आगे मुंबई सेफ हो जाए। तो हम भी हो सकता है कि आने वाले समय में हम एक मिशन तैयार करें और पोर्टहोल भरने के हम प्रयास करें।
Thank you so much, Mr. Bilhore. We shouldn't be in a position where we have to, you know, make these persons like you a hero. They shouldn't be happening to you in the first place. Thank you so much for speaking to us tonight on We the People. Thank you. Good night.